It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in one more day for John Rush. Good news, John, we'll be back on Monday. Reason will return to Rush to Reason on Monday. I know you're waiting for him, and I am eagerly anticipating his return as well. I'm joined today by...
Richard Beatty.
I know, I was gonna say who you are, though.
Oh, okay.
KLZ writer and producer, Richard Beatty. Richard, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here and live because I do traffic and weather on Rush to Reason pretty much every day, Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah, I just want you to know, I always think of you whenever there's bad news in my life.
Really?
Yeah, because you do traffic, you do weather, you do, yeah.
Yeah, usually.
You do the news.
Those are the two things.
Yesterday was horrible.
It was like the killing fields out there on the roads.
I just
get to our movies, right?
Yeah. Now you're going to do double duty today, right? What, you're also going to do the traffic reports while you're in here?
I am.
Do you want me to do car noises in the back?
You could do car noises, or you can make commentary about what's going on the roads.
You know, I could do that, but it would confuse people, so I won't. Sound good?
Yes.
All right.
You make a left, rely on Siri, not on Andy.
All right. Well, here we go. Are you ready for the impossible questions?
I am.
All right. First of all, yesterday's impossible question, folks. And once again, when you have an answer to these, or if you want to weigh in and vote on them, you go to the KLZ.com. Okay. And it is, or no, I'm sorry, it's on rushtoreason.com. Rushtoreason.com. And you go to the far right of the bar at the top and it says question. You hit that, you go and you vote on there. Okay. Yesterday was, most people think it's gross, but nearly 70% of folks admit they do it. What is it? The answer was drink expired milk.
Ooh. And does that mean it's sour, or what does that mean? Expired milk could be good, right?
You know, it's different for everybody because some people don't mind how far along it is, to a point, obviously, you know. But for me, I'm from Wisconsin. It's got to be ice cold, nowhere near expired. It's got to be perfect.
Well, you have real milk in Wisconsin.
Yes. So. We literally shake the cow before having a milkshake. Okay?
Yes.
We get into this.
I was wondering when I was driving through Wisconsin what they were doing, but that was shaking the cow.
You thought we were into cow tipping.
I thought that was a dance move.
No. Well, it's kind of. Yeah, okay. Today's impossible question. According to Men's Health, 25% of men have done this in the kitchen. Well, that's easy. Enter.
They got
only 25% of men have entered
enter
kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know. I have no idea. Clean dishes?
Wash the dishes, yes. That could be it.
How about this one? You could say proposed. Honey, I just want you to get used to this place.
These are not multiple choice answers, by the way, folks. This is Andy's take on this.
This is totally a lie, too. I happen to be way into doing dishes.
Okay.
I am. My wife can't keep me out of there. I love the kitchen. I adore it.
Do you cook?
I do, but she cooks so much better. She's my wife is one of these people who watches all those cooking shows for hours on end, and she's brilliant. And so I do most of the grilling because it, for whatever reason, makes me feel manly.
Right.
And she does basically everything else, but she's basically a chef.
You don't grill in the kitchen, though.
No, I've tried.
Okay.
That didn't go over well. And
no.
Yeah, that was
and
another
the fire
thing.
Department got really mad about it.
Right. Exactly. That was another thing she does not allow me to do. Do you have any guests? 25% of men have done this in the kitchen. Charlie, you got anything? He is looking confused. We all are. By the way, I notice there's no multiple choice here. All you can do is guess.
Although it's 75% of the men do what if they're not entering the kitchen or... They don't do that.
25% have done this in the kitchen.
75% don't
haven't.
Do this in the kitchen.
I got nothing, man.
That would be the whole, that would just turn this on. This is the laws of disruption.
Yeah.
That's how you,
what about
you take.
Carve? No, carve the turkey. I don't know.
I think more than 25% of men carve the turkey.
50. That's probably 50-50. Tell you what, when we go to break, when we come back, we are going to talk. Oh, you got to hear this.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Aurora City Council races. And the reason this is important, folks, is because you will not believe the crazies, the loons that are running for city council in Aurora. And if it's happening there, it's probably happening throughout the Denver metro area. We're going to talk with Aurora City Council candidate Danielle Jarensky. Danielle Jarensky after the break. But first, Extreme Auto Repair. Have you noticed during COVID how many cars are stranded along the side of the road? I have. And that's because during these times, people haven't been keeping up the care on their cars. They push it and then boom, they're stuck. Don't let that be you. Call Extreme Auto in Parker and make sure your car is kept in the best working order. 303-841-1071 or you can find Extreme at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. You know, with rates this low, every day you don't call Kurt Rogers to get refinanced is a day you're wasting money. To start saving real money, call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Take aim. Affordable interest mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Richard Beatty. And on the line right now we have candidate for Aurora City Council, Danielle Jarensky. Danielle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. And sorry to kind of pull you back onto the air, but I have heard... You know, that you are facing some real kooks And there's nothing I like hearing more about than kooks. And I mean crazies. And Danielle, I guess a big reason I want to hear a couple of these stories is this. Once again, this is happening, folks, probably in city council races throughout the entire metro area. The left, and I'm not even calling them Democrats anymore. I'm talking further than that. The left is putting up some scary candidates. Danielle, let me turn it over to you. Give me an example.
Well, first I want to say what you just said, it hits the nail right on the head. The left is not putting up, this isn't Republicans versus Democrats anymore. They are not running Democrats.
No.
They are running true registered socialists and sort of sneaking them in under the guise of being moderate Democrats. But they're sort of slipping up. And I want to say one of the candidates.
Wait, whoa. Before you jump in, you just hit on something too good. Okay. Danielle, would it be fair for you to say, let's say you're talking to a Democrat, okay, in Aurora, who, you know, you're going door knocking or you're just talking at a meeting and you're talking to a Democrat. Would it be safe to say basically this? Look, just because they have a D by their name doesn't mean they're you. They're not you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Give us an example of who is not there.
Absolutely. One of the candidates put up against me, his name is Adam Fung.
Adam
F-U-N-G,
Fung. Okay.
Adam Fung. And he posted on Twitter that he says, "Why am I running for Aurora City Council?" And then he answers his own question, "To rid the city of the virus known as white supremacy." These are his words verbatim. You know, so here's me, single mom, business owner, military veteran. You know, you ask me, why are you running for city council, Danielle? Well, I'm running for city council because I want to create jobs and I want to support small business and, you know, things like I'm a native. This is my hometown. That's going to be part of my why, right? And here you have a candidate put up against me. And it's funny because he took this post down. So he probably, you know, the powers that be probably said, "Oh, no, you've got to be under the guise of being a moderate Democrat."
Too late.
They're not. Too late. It's screenshotted, you know, and this is what we are facing. And I just talking to people, I just cannot express enough the importance of this race and everybody all over the state, in my opinion, the country for that matter, should really be paying attention to this city council race in November and what happens. People need to wake up.
Well, Danielle, the bottom line is somebody who has that kind of a mindset is coming into that position with one goal, and that is to divide. Mm-hmm. He wants to divide.
Clearly,
you want to unite. You're talking about jobs. Jobs are good for, I don't care, you're Republican, Democrat, whatever you are. Just show up at your job and do a great job. I do not care.
Yes.
This guy's coming in and saying, I'm going to play favorites. And by the way, Danielle, do you wake up every day thinking, I'm a white supremacist? This is what I am. He says he's running to stop white supremacy. He's running against you. I mean, you're one of
Well, you know, it's funny.
Oh, you're right. So he thinks that Aurora is overrun with white supremacy.
Correct.
Really? Where are those meetings?
Correct.
I've missed them.
Correct. Andy, you know, and let me just mention, as far as this white supremacy notion, I'm Jewish. And so I don't know what he's speaking about. I don't know if this comment is made in reference, you know, to me being white in running against him. I have no idea what it's in reference to. But I am Jewish. I am a Jewish Republican, proud of it. So this notion of white supremacy, it's disgusting and very, very scary.
Yeah. Well, it's sick. But you see, Danielle, here's the thing. What I hear from you is, you're a person who doesn't pick favorites when you're choosing which kind of racism to like or dislike. You hate them all, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This guy's
absolutely
picking favorites. Okay.
Yep.
This is the racism I'm going to fight. Whoa. How about fighting all racism? Here's a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well,
and
that's scary.
All hate.
That is absolutely scary. Go ahead, Richard.
How many other people are running against you, Daniel?
Well, there's five of us running total for two seats.
Okay, now really quick, is this at large, two at large seats, or are you running for a ward? How's this working?
This is the at large race.
Got it.
Yes.
I noticed that he talks about being for small business, but I'm looking at his background. He says he's always been a rank and file member of the workforce. I have worked as a dishwasher, server, cashier, letter carrier, cable technician, and now an essential worker in a grocery store. So he's not for entrepreneurship. He's for he's just for small business, which could be sole proprietorship type of thing. So he's not creating jobs.
Yeah, what a guy. No. And Danielle, has he given examples of all these white supremacist groups that are meeting and overrunning Aurora? Because when you say that you want to rid Aurora of the scourge or whatever he said of white supremacy, that means that it is prevalent. That means that it's it's actually dominating and taking over and overrunning people. And where is it?
I don't know, because I live as a Jewish woman.
Yes.
My elderly Jewish parents are in the city of Aurora. My Jewish son is in Aurora. And I don't see where we're attacked by white supremacists or, you know, I don't know. I have no idea what he's involved in his free time, what meetings he goes to, or how he knows about this white supremacy in Aurora. I don't see it.
I see what he's saying here. He's saying that when I worked as a letter carrier, I repeatedly witnessed unfair treatment of employees by management.
Oh, yes.
Seeing the unfairness in my station moved me to run to be a union steward. So he's a union guy.
Mm-hmm.
Role I've served in for two terms. So that's where this is where this guy is coming from.
Okay, so basically, I can't give you any examples whatsoever. I've got no evidence, no proof, no nothing. But I saw it. What a wacko.
You know, another loudmouth out there sneaking his way into politics only to create division, period.
Yeah.
Daniel, how long has your family been in Aurora?
My father came to Aurora in the late 70s, and he first landed. They're now called the Axis Apartments. They're over there on Parker in 225. I was born in the early 80s and am a native to Aurora myself.
Great.
Okay. Hey, we're speaking to Danielle Jarinski, who is running for at-large city council in Aurora. Danielle, before we get to the next example, which I'm going to have fun with, I'm sure, can you give people information on how they can reach you and support you?
Absolutely. DanielleForAurora.com, and that's F-O-R, DanielleForAurora.com. All of my information is on there. People can go on my website and sign up to volunteer. My email is on there. Reach out. Get involved.
Okay. Now, are they going to be accused of being white supremacist meetings? Jeez. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
This is
nuts. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Danielle, I'm sorry. It's just so funny to me because this isn't a Democrat. Folks, I know a lot of great Democrats. Okay. I know a lot of wonderful people who are Democrats who think this kind of stuff is lunacy. All right. So this guy coming out and saying, I'm a Democrat. No, you're a guy. You're a lunatic who put a D by his name. You're a nut. Danielle, can you give me the next example?
So another one running is John Ronquillo. Ronquillo, R-O-N-Q-U-I-L-L-O, John Ronquillo.
Ronquillo. Okay.
Yes. What's very scary about him is he truly has mastered the art as portraying himself as a moderate Democrat.
Okay.
He is not as outspoken. Huh?
That's what they always do, but
he's mastered it.
Okay.
That's what's very scary. He toes the line just as fine. I mean, they're one and the same, essentially, but he is being quieter about it.
Right, but the second he gets into office, he's going to be defunding cops. He's going mm-hmm. to be just yes. doing all kinds of terrible things with your money.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any examples yeah. on him? Or is he able to keep it totally under a lid?
He's keeping it pretty much totally under a lid. He has touched on minimum wage. You know, they are trying to push for a $25 an hour minimum wage specific to Aurora.
What?
And he had, oh yeah.
Is he part of that?
Yes. He absolutely, he has been vocal about that.
Wait, whoa. I thought you said he was keeping his radicalism under a lid. Pushing for a $25 minimum yeah. wage? Who is yeah. going to hire there? Okay, everybody's just going to move their businesses out of mm-hmm. there, or if they're stuck there, yeah. they're going to automate, or they're going to run on as few people as they can. Look, when you raise the minimum wage at all, let's face it, you're cutting off the lowest rungs on the ladder of success. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're making it so yeah. the people who are just starting out can't get started out. Okay.
Correct.
And secondly,
correct.
When you raise it to 25, you're just taking a sledgehammer to the economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will destroy business in Aurora. And the fact that they are trying to make it specific to Aurora, you know, with us bordering Centennial and Denver,
oh, yeah.
other places, people will just, you will desolate small business in Aurora. Everybody will pack up and they'll leave and they'll move their businesses to Centennial, to Denver, to Parker, to wherever.
Oh, yeah. And Danielle,
it won't.
And Danielle, Centennial, as you know, wraps around you. It's everywhere. So you got Centennial
yes.
and Parker
yes.
that are very much wrapped around you. I don't know if Englewood touches you. I don't know if it how close it comes. And then, of course, you got Denver, but Denver, they're wacko too. So, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to have to deal with people right across, you know, you're going to have to deal with people right across the border near you who
yep.
are, you know, hiring at a much better, more reasonable rate. And so they can hire people
yes.
and everybody in Aurora is just going to run there to buy their stuff.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. That is what it will happen. I will not choose to keep my businesses in Aurora with a $25 an hour minimum wage. It won't happen. It will not happen. I will go do business elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your business, Danielle?
I own restaurants and bars across the Denver metro area.
Oh, great.
And yeah, absolutely. And here I am on closing in on the other side of the pandemic, and I have all four locations intact.
Why would an entrepreneur want to run for city council?
Yeah, why do you want to do this to yourself?
Why would you do this?
what really got you totally interested in this? What drove you into this race?
Couple of things. Last summer, Aurora is my hometown. I mean, I am the hometown girl for Aurora. Last summer, when these protests were going on for Elijah McClain, I am all for a peaceful protest. I am all for it. But you had two active city council members, registered socialists in Aurora.
Registered.
That went to this, registered. They wear the rose socialist pins,
wow.
you know, on their outfit. They're loud and proud about it.
So you've already got two on the council who are registered mm-hmm. socialists, and then you've got mm-hmm. these two loons who are running to join them.
Correct.
Keep going.
Correct. Oh, there's more running in the wards. But anyways, you know, there was this protest for Elijah McClain, and they went out, and it started off peaceful. And then, of course, we know that they ended up burning the courthouse. But what really got me is these two current city council members showed up and were handing out hamburgers and hot dogs to the protesters that came with chains and chained the doors of the District 1 police precinct building. Trapped our police officers in this building for 7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they're running this, the city council, if bottom line, if this group's running the city council, it's not going to be a good place for cops. And if Aurora's not a good place for cops, it's not a good place for people.
For people, for businesses, for families, for children, for anybody, nobody.
I don't recall hearing that. So are you saying the media, did not cover that story?
They did not. Nope.
By the way, did you say that one of your opponents is in the mail union, the UPS or mail carrier union?
Adam Fung is somehow, I don't know if he did work for the post office. Well, yeah, because he said that his time in the post office.
Okay. Well, I just asked because we have a texter who texted in, mail carrier here. Only losers get into our crappy union. Sounds like what we call a commie slug. Sounds like you have a vote there, Danielle, just so you know. By the way, speaking
and
of
as
having...
As long as he's saying it, not me.
I know. Hey, you know, we can say what we... really quick here before I let you go. It sounds like you might have the backing of the cops. Is that true?
I do. I have been endorsed by the Aurora Police Department, and they know that they have not only an ally, but a friend in me.
All right. Well, Danielle Jarinski, who's running for at-large in Aurora for the city council, thanks for joining us today, and thank you for letting us know that there's somebody out there who's just terrified of white supremacists overrunning Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to being on again.
You bet.
All the best to you, Danielle.
You're welcome back anytime.
Enjoy
fighting the loons.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Okay, folks, next up is... Oh, that's funny. My gosh, I'm running to stop white supremacism in a row. Okay, next up is Franktown Firearms. Folks, don't just buy a gun. Get trained, get guidance, get challenged to shoot from different platforms or different situations, like you'll see in real life. Go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. You can find them at KLZ Radio or call Franktown at 720-770-7777.
You will remember the people who treated you well during nationwide shortages. Franktown Firearms keeps their prices fair and shelves as full as possible because they value long-term client relationships. The team at Franktown Firearms has clients, not customers. Customers come in numbers with dollar values attached. Clients have names. Clients come back again and again because they feel respected. Because they've developed a reputation for reliability among their suppliers, Franktown Firearms has a more consistent selection of guns and ammo available, which allows them to keep their prices at or below MSRP. They continue to offer reasonable prices because they don't just want you to buy a gun. They want you to come back for training, sign up for a membership, practice on the range, and develop confidence with your firearm. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for specific pricing on guns and ammo.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. You know, folks, life is full of regrets, but don't have them with your retirement. Let Al Smith guide you as you learn how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes or just how to minimize risk. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new, tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Her Family Story is the quintessential American success story. Kim Munson here. Monday, my friend, patriot, and show sponsor partner, Helen Jean Mitchell, joins me to share her and her family's story of overcoming obstacles to become successes. Helen has a deep understanding of the American idea. She'll explain why the out-of-control spending and taxation by the Harris-Biden administration's puppeteers is a really bad idea for everyday hardworking Americans. You won't want to miss the conversation Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Richard Beatty. And hey, Richard, before we get into our topic, which is going to be how these unemployment payments are killing jobs.
Yes.
I just want to give a little bit of a correction for everybody out there. We have had a change as to what our movie topics will be in the next hour. Okay, we were going to do rom-com actors and actresses.
Oh,
yes, but yes. That was with different people who were going to be able to host today. Their schedules got changed, and they really wanted to do that topic, so I'm going to hold that for another time. All right? So today what we're going to do is name an epic movie scene. Okay, either a scene that you must see or you can't unsee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically unforgettable scenes, and there are so many, and it's so fun. You guys all know how to get to us. It's 303-477-5600, or you can text in your ideas to 307-200-8222. Richard Rush, of course, will be joining us at the top of the hour for that. Are you ready?
Two Richards.
It's going to be two Richards. And I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to do this. It's going to be a little different talking to two Richards simultaneously.
Yes.
On movies. Okay, but first up, let's talk about this $300 extra of unemployment insurance. You know, this was an idea that right when it was first put out last year, and you know, at first it was $600, it was ludicrous. John and I threw a fit. And we threw a fit because we said, who's going to go to work? Okay, right. We understand people need to be helped right now. Well, in that case, just, you know, if you're going to do stimulus, just give them checks, right? Give people checks with money. It's stupid. You're printing it up. It would be better just to put us all back to work. But if you're going to do it, just give us checks.
Right.
Don't reward staying unemployed.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes plenty of sense.
Well, a couple states now think it makes sense. And as you may already know, South Dakota, of course, threw this out long ago. They were just like, we're not going to do this. And they just told the federal government, keep your money.
Why don't we all move to South Dakota?
Yeah. And by the way, in the third hour, we're going to be interviewing.
We're going to have the South Dakota.
Michelle Thompson, the president.
Chamber of Commerce.
Well, she's the president of their tourism.
Oh, yes.
There.
That's right. Well.
And because I am actually going on a vacation there shortly, so she can tell me what to do. But before then, Montana and South Carolina have now followed suit, and they have said they are going to very quickly phase out these extra $300 a week payments for unemployment. They're tossing them. And they basically said, look, we have a labor shortage, and it is really serious. And Richard, I don't know if you've heard about this. I've interviewed a number of restaurateurs, as you know, in the area. Right. We usually talk about masks and COVID, but they're saying, along with that, their biggest problem is they can't hire anybody.
Yeah.
People keep putting in a bunch of resumes and everything, but they're just doing it to justify the payments. And they try to contact them, they won't even call back.
Wow. It's like the catch-22 of all time when you look at this, is that here you have all these jobs that are available. And you have people who don't want to work because they're getting the handout.
Yes.
What does that sound like?
It sounds like you're rewarding unemployment. So what are you going to get more of?
Yeah.
Unemployment. And by the way, we just had, you know, a jobs report for April come out. Awful. Absolutely awful. Now, folks, these go up and down. It's 1 month. But this was supposed to be boom time. Charlie and I were talking during the break earlier about this should be a boom time right now because we're. Whoops, what happened, Charlie? Yeah. Charlie right, said this 20s. Should be the roaring 20s right now. He's dead right, because we flooded the market with money. We have money everywhere. Yeah, it's printed up, but whatever. We flooded everything with money, and we're coming out of a recession that was a fake one caused by our reaction to COVID. So right now it should be roaring 20s time. Right. We should be booming, booming, booming. Okay. Based on that, they predicted the April jobs report would show an over 1 million new jobs report. You know what it was? 266,000. It was down 75%. Right. Unbelievable.
Well, and you look at, I mean, you're talking about the 20s, and you're talking about even the New Deal, where it wasn't just, you just didn't get money handed to you. You did had a job. They made jobs. They created jobs, and that's how the infrastructure, which we have a huge problem with infrastructure right now,
yeah.
And that's where that money should be going to those people to fix this infrastructure.
Yeah, no, I would still route it through private interest, but absolutely. Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, if that's what you're going to do with infrastructure, by the way, when we do an infrastructure bill, less than 10% of it goes toward that.
Right.
The rest is payoffs to Democrat donors. But, you know, this is killing us. Let me give you one last huge number. Okay. New article that's in the Bongino report, and it says states that voted Biden lost twice as many jobs amid the pandemic. Okay, this is true. Between February and December of last year, states that went for Biden saw a total number of people working drop an average of 6.2 percentage points versus a 2.5 point decline in those voting for the Republicans. Now, that's actually 150% higher.
Yes.
Okay, in the Democrat states, and by the way, ours is one of them. Okay, we were sixth in unemployment. We've now dropped to 35th, and now I'm hearing we've dropped into the 40s. We're a wow. disaster here, okay, right. because we got a ridiculous governor. But here's what people I don't even think are seeing. They say, well, yeah, but you had a 2.5% decline in those voting for the Republicans. At least that's something. Folks, you're forgetting the national chains. These national chains, as we all know and we bemoan all the time, are run by liberals, largely, yes. okay? Right. And so you will have national chains like AMC Theaters, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a big box or something like this.
Like Target. Or...
Yes. And it is running just as tight in the Republican states as it is in the blue states.
Right.
And so those national chains are crushing job creation across the board.
Yes.
And so you're going to have job losses in all 50 states because of that, virtually all. There were actually two that gained slightly, both Republican. But even with the national chains causing that kind of damage, like AMC,
right?
Because they can't run any movies, right? They got even with that, they only had a 2.5 point decline, 6.2 in the Biden states.
Wow.
And folks, this is what we keep saying. All of their economic ideas, print, 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 you know, mask, mask, mask. Oh, the masks. Why those will create jobs. Hey, that'll make people feel, you know, confident to go out and spend more. Lunacy. Am I right?
Yes.
Do you feel like spending more when you're wearing a mask?
No.
No. Okay. Folks, it isn't working. We need less government. I mean, I know we always say this, but it's so true. The more government, the more masking, the more restrictions, the more of this you do, the less jobs you're going to have. And by the way, these $300 a week extra payments, I know you probably know somebody who's getting them. It's killing us.
Right.
They need to go. They need to go now. All right. And we need to go to break, because when we come back, I am going to review a movie.
All right.
Wrath of Man with Jason Statham.
Of Man.
Do you like Jason Statham?
I do.
Okay. We'll do that when we come back.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. But first, Michael Bailey Law. Folks, look at the government these days. Do you want these people making decisions with your estate? Do you, Richard?
No.
No, I don't think so either. For someone you can trust, call Michael Bailey. Michael Bailey listens to your needs and helps make sure your estate serves your loved ones in your way. Call Michael at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie, or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment, or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
All right, a good shop is up next. When you've had a car accident, the insurance company is probably thinking about saving money, not getting you the quality work for your car. But folks, you got to remember this. They're not in control here. I know it feels like they are, but they're not. You are. You need a good shop. So have this number handy, 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. Folks, if you can't see clearly, you can't drive clearly. So don't let those little chips mount up on your windshield. Before the Colorado sun starts lighting up those chips, call Novus Auto Glass. That's N-O-V-U-S. And they'll bring the highest tech and best service to you. See clearly, drive clearly. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Richard Beatty. And Richard, are you ready for a movie review?
I would love to hear a movie review.
Yeah, because we're guys. We like action.
We do.
We absolutely do. Okay, let's get ready. How far will a dad go to avenge the loss of his son? We find out in The Wrath of Man.
You were in an accident.
My son.
He didn't make it.
I need to know who killed my son.
The tree has been shook, and it's been shook hard. We've scorched earth. Always be
a good boy. You started by saying you'd do anything. But what I'm hearing is you think you've done everything.
I can see it's going to be a long night.
Gotta be an inside job. I can do it in 2 weeks. You only wish you could do it in 20 years. And I do bear a grudge.
He does bear a grudge.
Sounds like Marlon Brando's alive again.
I know it does. By the way, I like anything with Johnny Cash, so that's pretty cool. Okay, protecting armored money transports. That's dangerous work, but especially when your company protects the biggest money. And this company, they move millions and millions of dollars around Los Angeles.
Wow.
All right. Well, this story follows H. He's a new hire on an elite money truck team. Now, they don't use their real names there. Why? Obviously, keep their identities quiet right, so that bad guys can't use it against them. Well, H is cold, incredibly focused, and mysterious. Question is, why is he here? Why is he even on this team? An attempted robbery goes bad, and H snaps into action, single-handedly wiping out a whole group of assailants, which, you know, Jason Statham does every single movie, by the way. Okay, so he wipes out a whole group of assailants with skills that are far beyond what he showed to get the job. It appears H is a high-level cop or agent, but then we get back in time, and we see some of his life. So they start jumping back and forth in time. Okay.
So we're talking about flashbacks?
Yeah.
Like back and forth?
Right. So they'll say 5 months ago, 2 years ago, 3 months ago, and so forth. So they're jumping back. So at first we think, well, he's got to be an agent or something. But they go back in time, and it appears he's a bad guy. And it's about 5 months earlier. So again, why is he here? Why is he on this team? Because he lost his son in an incident involving this team.
Hmm.
And that's why he's gotten on this team. He wants to get answers. Well, before long, we realize H is facing a team of criminals with high-level skills. Military types. I mean, the types who are totally ready. So he's not just going up against a bunch of amateurs that he can just wipe out. This is going to be a real fight. So the question is, can H get answers? Can he get revenge? And who is good in this movie and who is bad? Does that sound fun?
It sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it is intriguing. I agree. Well, here's what works in this movie. First of all, of course, Jason Statham is perfect in the role. He is, you know, with that accent. Right. Yeah, I just love him. Well, the dialogue improved dramatically in the second half. That's another thing. You know, a lot of these action movies, the dialogue is very wooden.
You know, first half is usually grunting.
Yeah, grunting, cliches, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the dialogue, as it went in, maybe about a third in, it really started getting good. Secondly, there's a classic moment in this movie that I love. H, and this is in a flashback, he destroys a drug ring. This is when he's a bad guy. And this drug ring is holding three underage girls hostage.
Oh.
Okay, and they're underage. At this point, H is a bad guy, and his team finds $2.5 million at the drug home. Does he keep it? No. He tells him he doesn't even care about the money. He says, give it to the girls. So he gives the girls $2.5 million and sends them on their way, which I thought was kind of cool. Okay, next thing I liked, the shooting scenes are well choreographed. That's always good because you've seen some of these action movies where the shooting scenes are just kind of, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of like fight scenes that they're obviously missing each other.
Exactly, where you know what's coming, you don't care. The shooting scenes in this were good. I like that. The bouncing back and forth in time. Now, you know, that oftentimes doesn't work. It gets confusing.
Yeah,
right?
I wondered about that.
Right. Sometimes that really gets confusing. Not in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, they keep it very clear so you know exactly what they're doing. And what they're doing is they're making it so each of the characters, everyone's role is unfolding to you. You thought this was a good guy, they're more of a bad guy. You thought this was a bad guy, they're more of a good guy. And it's unfolding, and you're seeing what they were actually like going into this situation. It's kind of neat. I like that. Let's see here. The tough guy villains are solid. You know, sometimes the tough guy villains. My biggest example of the worst one ever is probably Howie Long in Broken Arrow. Do you ever see Broken Arrow with John Travolta?
I have never seen
Christian anything. Slater. Yeah. Howie Long was horrible. I mean, could not act at all. And a lot of times the bad guys in these movies are like that. No, in this movie, they're very solid. I liked them. And finally, the film doesn't discriminate between characters you like and dislike. Any of them could die. And that keeps it unpredictable, and I like unpredictability.
Yes.
Okay, what doesn't work? Oh, my God. My goodness, Richard. The macho dialogue in the first 20 minutes, pure pain. Pure pain. I have never heard so many guys and girls refer to so many men in feminine terms to insult them.
Really?
Yeah, don't get your whatever in a wad and all this kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That worked great, by the way, in the movie Aliens, where you had the Marines, you know, on the ship, because it was brief and it was mixed in with great dialogue. Here, it's drawn out. It's like 20 minutes or more of this. And you're just like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You're trying to be macho. We understand, but whoa, it was slow. Secondly, let me ask you something. Have you ever, when you're watching a movie, like on TV,
yeah,
okay, a movie or a TV show, and something goes by and you're just like, what was that? I missed that. What do you do with your DVR?
You reverse and you look at it again.
Yeah, and you look at it slowly.
Right.
Frame by frame. I want to make sure, what did he really pull that out? And you go frame by frame by frame by frame. That pace is the pace of most of this movie.
Huh.
It is slow, Richard.
Wow.
This is a slow movie. They dragged out a lot of it. And Guy Ritchie, who is a very famous director,
right,
very accomplished, he is the director of this. And here's what happens with a lot of these directors who have been doing it quite a while and they've got big names. They don't allow themselves to be edited. And so you got scene after scene after scene where you're just like, you know, you could have taken a good 30-40% of this scene away, mm-hmm, or wiped it out and it would have moved.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're watching an action movie, don't you want it to move?
Yeah, you do. But, you know, you think about this and you just talked about something. You don't do more than two flashbacks in a story. And you said they actually made that work.
Yeah.
But was because of that, was that slow the pace down?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't so much how many flashbacks, but how that slowly they did each one.
Okay.
Kind of hard to explain. Bottom line is it doesn't move. This thing doesn't move, guys. It crawls slowly. Here's another problem. Too many characters. Look, if you're going to have us guessing on who is good and who is bad, don't do it with too many people. Okay. I don't want to guess who is good and who is bad out of, you know, 12 people.
Right.
Do it with 3-4 tops. Right. And they're giving all this background on several people and it's slowing it way down. You lose interest in several of them. Finally, here's the big problem with this movie, folks. Not enough Statham. Now, it's an old kind of rule in the movie industry. When you got the hero of a movie, be it mm-hmm, Jason Statham, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, whoever, right?
Right.
You want to see that guy or girl on the screen about 80% of the time.
Yes.
In this movie, I'm not sure you see Statham on the screen for 50%.
Really?
Yeah, they're spending tons of time going through and setting up what the villains are like and what this person's like and that person, and you're losing track of Statham. You're not seeing him enough, and you came to see Statham.
What's the budget for a film like this?
Not great.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think that's usually what happens, and you look from Rocky and Stallone back in the day, there were certainly flaws in
but you always saw Rocky.
Yeah,
Stallone.
He was there the whole time.
Exactly. Mel Gibson, he's on the screen the whole time. I want to see him on the screen the whole time.
In all fairness, he was the writer and the producer.
True. Statham didn't write this. Maybe if he did, he would have been on the screen more. Guy Ritchie, though, another one of these big directors who wants everything in his head to go on the screen. Okay, this is the problem with the movie. It's too slow. There's not enough Statham, not nearly enough. And, you know, that's basically it. But it is an interesting movie, and it's fun to watch each character kind of unfold. They just did way too much unfolding. All right. Let me give this review. Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 65%. I think it's a little generous. I'm going to go 2.5 stars.
Hmm.
Well, it was interesting. At least they, you know, kept the plot together when they're going back and forth. They did that. And the dialogue after that first section was much better.
Right.
And some of the story's good. And Statham's perfect for the role. So I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. In other words, if you really want to see this kind of an action movie, shoot 'em up in this, it's worthwhile. Go ahead. Political, I'm going to give it 2 stars. There's just a little bit of the liberalism, global warming and stuff put in there. It's gratuitous. It doesn't fit. There's no reason for it. Edit it out, but they didn't. Not much, though. It barely mentions it. Moral religious, 3 stars, right down the middle. Didn't preach, and I like that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, we've got 2.5 stars for Wrath of Man. Folks, if you really want to see this kind of movie, go ahead and see this movie. It's worth it. Okay, coming up next, we are going to be talking with Richard Rush in the next hour, and we are going to be looking at epic scenes, the ones that you either must see or you can't unsee. Give us your answers, folks. Again, call in 303-477-5600, or John's waiting to take your texts at 307-200-8222. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.